Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Once again, I humbly request the brothers to come closer just for a few minutes. We have quite a few questions here, but inshallah we'll try wrapping these questions up in about 10 minutes. I know the sisters also need to leave. And inshallah we'll conclude this program with a dua, inshallah. Just to answer some of these questions here, how do you explain to a non-Muslim the reason to why we Muslims fast? Now, obviously, to answer this question here requires a lot of details, but I'm sure there are plenty of books out there. Just the benefits of fasting, there's all kinds of benefits. There are plenty of books out there. If a person, whoever is asking this question here, if he needs more guidance in terms of books, please come to me and I'll try, you know, helping you out with some books. But I can't answer this question right now. But there are plenty and plenty of benefits for fasting, not just spiritually, but also health-wise. I read that one who feeds a fasting person also gets the same rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does this also apply to a Muslim, to Muslims, non-Muslims, to a Muslim's non-Muslim parents? For example, my mom prepares food early for me so that I can break fast at Maghrib. But she herself is not Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her with guidance. Any good deed a non-Muslim does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate for their good deeds in this world. As far as hereafter is concerned, then if the person does not have hidayat and the guidance of iman, then he will not be compensated for the good deeds that he did in this world hereafter. And we learn this from our history. Abu Talib, who was a very close friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his uncle, if anyone had done great favors, except for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and other sahabas, it was Abu Talib radiallahu anhu. But we find that even him, he left this world without hidayat and, you know, his faith. So whatever good he did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensated for that in this world, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. But hereafter, a person, if he goes without iman, will not be compensated. All we can do in a case like this, that if a person is serving the Muslims, doing so much good for the Muslims, well, we should always pray for their guidance. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with guidance. In some areas of the earth where the sun is only visible for 6 months, how do I perform salah and saum? Well, you know, this is also, this ruling is taken out from the hadith of Dajjal. We find in the hadith where a time will come when Dajjal emerges. He will be here for approximately 40 days, and the first day of his will equal to a year. Now, obviously, 1 day, which is like 1 year, that's how lengthy the day will be. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked that how should we pray our salat if 1 day is like 1 year? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will estimate. So those places, you won't find many Muslims there, but those places where, you know, the 6 months day and 6 months night, then you will estimate your time. And obviously, you don't sleep right through for 6 months. You still carry on doing your chores. You still wake up. You still do what you have to do. So just like how you estimate your time for other chores and activities, in a similar fashion, you will estimate time for your salat. Or you can also take nearby country into consideration, and based on that, you can estimate time. Can we eat after making intention? So if you wake up for Sayyidi and you have made intention already, I suppose that's what the question is. If you have made intention already after, or before eating, or you were eating and you made intention, now you want to eat more. As long as Subh Sadiq does not set in, you still can continue eating. But after Subh Sadiq, immediately as Subh Sadiq sets in, you can't eat anymore. What is the ruling on using toothpaste? Well, obviously, we should use miswak. You know, even miswak you get with flavors. Try using the simple miswak. It's reprehensive. It's a makruh to use toothpaste while fasting. It will not break it. It will not break your fast. But it is makruh and it's reprehensive to use toothpaste unless you swallow it. If you swallow it, definitely will break your fast. What to do when you just start, when you just started eating in the masjid and the iqamah for maghrib is called? I guess someone probably experienced this today. Well, you know, traditionally, what it is in Masjid al-Nabawi also, you know, in Haramain I've seen this, you know, you have a specific type of food that you eat dates, you drink water, and you may have some almonds or something like that, and you just sit in the masjid. So you have, and nowadays, now the tradition is that, you know, you eat full-fledged food. So obviously, you know, the iqamah is called and you're still eating. And some of us, you know, because we're really hungry, so we eat even more. So to avoid this, definitely we should respect the iqamah. And, you know, obviously right after iqamah, you'll get your chance, inshallah, and you'll be able to eat much more. Don't worry, you know, you won't get left out. But obviously we have to respect iqamah and making sure that, just see exactly, you know, every masjid has a different time set. Some masjid give you 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever the case is. You go according to that and make it for iqamah, because it's very important to pray salat and be present when the first takbir is called. Once you start fasting and then you get your period, I understand you're no longer required to fast, but is it permissible to keep fasting though making up the fast after? Very important question. Very nice question too. You know, I forgot to mention this. All those brothers or any sister, besides coming into period, if you were to break your fast, any brother or anyone who broke their fast intentionally or mistakenly, and your fast is broken, nullified, then keep in mind that does not allow you to eat for the rest of the day. So don't think that I am not fasting, I broke my fast today, then I can continue eating now because I'm not fasting. You can't. It's not permissible. So keep that in mind. Now the sister, what the sister is asking here, is she experiences period while she was fasting. Obviously, her fast is nullified. I will give one reference from what I read, that for sisters, they are allowed to, and they should not copy or resemble a fasting person. Therefore, from what I remember in Nur al-Idha, the footnotes of it, which is compiled by Izaz Ali rahimahullah, it is mentioned, he mentions it, I can't remember exactly what reference he gave, but he mentions in it that when a person, if a woman, it's only a woman, if she experiences period, then she should not resemble a fasting person, therefore she should eat. There are some people who celebrate Eid. You know, this is a very contentious issue. I don't really want to go into it. But as I had mentioned, there are some people who celebrate Eid at one day, while there are others who celebrate Eid on the other day. Who should we celebrate Eid with? Most people celebrate Eid with the people of Saudiya. I explained to you. Bin Baz, Usaymin, these were great scholars. I have the written fatwa with me. You know, they all say you should go according to local sighting. They all say that. So we should stick to local sighting and create unity within us. We have to live together. They're not living with us. We have to live with the people who we are living with. So we should have unity amongst ourselves and try and fasten together as opposed to following someone who is not even with us. Could you tell us more about the virtues of Ramadan, especially for the youngsters? Well, obviously, you know, many scholars, they come here, they always talk on this topic here. There are many Fadail Ramadan, there are many other books that don't come to my mind right now, but if you come to me, I can probably help you out. But there are, you know, Fadail Ramadan, which is in Tablighi Nisab, right? Tablighi Nisab? Yeah, Fadail Amal. You know, you read that. For itikaf, is it necessary to spend full last 10 days of Laylatul Qadr? Or can we spend 1 or 2 days? Well, definitely we don't know when Laylatul Qadr is. It's on the odd night. Many scholars feel it's 27, but it's not, you know, It's not hard and fast. It can be 27. But you know, the most authentic opinion is that it can be on any odd nights. So we should try looking for it in the last 10 days. In the last 2 days will not suffice. Is it makruh to fast on Friday? You know, this question came to my mind, you know. So today it is first of Shaban, which is on Friday. On the Friday. What is the ruling? What can I say? I personally didn't fast myself, so I don't know what to say. But yes, in principle, yes, it is makruh to fast only on Fridays. But because this happens to be 15th of Shaban, there are some narrations mentioned in hadith for fasting on 15th of Shaban. So therefore, I think there should be exemption for that. And it should be okay to fast on Friday, even though, I mean, 15th of Shaban, even though it happens to be on Friday. If there is any other questions, if I missed out, I know they're all scattered here. I apologize. Feel free to come to me, and inshallah, I'll try answering your questions. There's one question. Question about the breakage of fast. If you gargle water and swallow by mistake, does that fast break? Yeah, I had mentioned this. If you were gargling and you accidentally, you know, took the, you know, the water swallowed through, even if it's a couple of drops, your fast will break. If you drink 7-Up unintentionally, does your fast break? Well, I think I had mentioned this. Yes, you know, I was having Sprite, so I don't know if someone said 7-Up. Yes, your fast will break if it's unintentionally. You know, now, there's three things here. Intentionally, obviously, you have to give kafara. If it's forgetfully, like, you know, you forgot totally that you were fasting, but you were fasting, and you happen to drink 7-Up, your fast does not break. But mistakenly, I don't know how the mistake could be, but mistakenly you drank 7-Up or something, it will break your fast. So I don't know what you mean unintentionally, but if you forgot that you were fasting and you drank 7-Up, you still have your fast. So you don't need to worry about that. Jazakallah for, you know, these are the, you know, you come to end of this program here. I could not mention much about Laylatul Qadr, Taraweeh Salat. Beloved youngsters, it is extremely important to pray Taraweeh Salat, especially in with Jama'at in the masjid. We have a trend of, you know, going back and chilling and not praying Salat properly. I had mentioned that ayat, I quoted that ayat. Keep that ayat in mind and try praying Salat properly. And especially the Hufal, they should also do Taraweeh on their own, meaning make Jama'at so they can, you know, maintain their Qur'an. There's a lot of details for i'tikaf, Taraweeh, and many other, you know, different issues which we're not able to discuss today. Inshallah, when you have more programs like this, we will discuss this. One thing I wanted to say on behalf, you know, from my side, it was, you know, those sincere youngsters that put this program together. I was just part and parcel of it, but there were many youngsters, sincere youngsters that put this program together, many sisters that did so much work behind it. Please remember them in your du'as. And what really motivated me is your presence here. The more we have, you know, programs like this, it will motivate me to check into books, look into books, and find out the answers. And inshallah, we can work together like this by teaching and learning. We can revive our religion and know the religion properly, as opposed to basing our religion on just hearing things from people. Our esteemed guest, Malan Abzul, who is visiting us from Panama, I would like to call upon our esteemed guest, so you can conclude this program by dua. And inshallah, after the dua, there will be refreshment in the back hall.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin Mubarak wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalki kullihimi. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma huwa ahluh. Allahumma inna nad'uka Allah wa nad'uka ar-Rahman wa nad'uka al-Barr al-Rahim wa nad'uka bi asma'ika al-Husna ma 'alimnahu wa ma lam na'lam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana bi tark juhdi nabiyyina وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم أعط نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد، اللهم تثبيتا كتثبيت موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام، اللهم نصرا كما نصر به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شافيته وعافيته، ولا مسافرا إلا بلغته وسلمته وغنمته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة وهي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها وأنتنا عليه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إليك ربي فحببنا، وفي أنفسنا لك ربي فذللنا، وفي أعين الناس فعظمنا، ومن سيء الأخلاق فجنبنا، وإلى صالح الأخلاق فقومنا، وإلى صراطك صراط المستقيم فثبتنا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والأبرار بالإيمان. اللهم لا تحرمنا بخير ما عندك بسوء ما عندنا، اللهم لا تحرمنا بخير ما عندك بسوء ما عندنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا إلى رمضان وبلغنا إلى رمضان وبلغنا إلى رمضان. اللهم إنا نحن ضعفاء، فقو في رضاك ضعفنا، وخذ إلى الخير بنواصينا، واجعل الإسلام منتهى رضائنا، واجعل الإسلام منتهى رضائنا. اللهم لا تحرمنا بخير ما عندك بسوء ما عندنا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انشر الهداية في العالم كله، في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، خصوصا في هذه المملكة، وخصوصا في هذه العاصمة، وخصوصا في هذه المدينة. اللهم اجعل رجال هذه المدينة كرجال الصحابة، نساؤهم كنساء الصحابة، أولادهم كأولاد الصحابة. اللهم بلغ عنا فإننا لا نحسن التبليغ، وفهم عنا فإننا لا نحسن التفهيم. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين، وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. وإذا أردت بعبادك فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون، ونسألك اليسر والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا، ورزقا واسعا حلالا طيبا، وعملا متقبلا، وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها، ونفس لا تشبع، ومن هؤلاء الأربع. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم واجعلنا منهم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تجعلنا معهم ولا منهم، ولا تجعلنا معهم ولا منهم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.